From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Indonesian police have conducted raids following its first attack by Islamic State. Police authorities say a suspected terrorist was killed and at least two others arrested Friday. Police conducted raids in multiple locations in the wake of Thursday's attack in Jakarta. Krishnamukti is the chief detective of Jakarta Police. He said an Indonesian forensics team was doing a crime scene investigation to find any evidence in two different places. He said that the place they were standing is where they believe that the terrorists made the explosive devices. Some of those targeted in the raids were linked to Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility for Thursday's violence. The country's president is seeking to downplay the seriousness of the attack, saying that life has returned to normal on the streets. Two civilians and five assailants died in the attack. The UN human rights chief has spoken out against increasing violence in Burundi. UN Commissioner for Human Rights Zayed Ra'ad Al-Hussein said in a statement that all the alarm signals, including increasing ethnic dimensions of the crisis, are flashing red. Rupert Colville is a UN spokesman.
The suggestion that an ethnic dimension is now starting to emerge is reinforced by one of the sexually abused women who said that her abuser told her she was paying the price for being a Tutsi. Another witness claimed that Tutsis were systematically killed while Hutus were spared.
Burundi has been in crisis since late April when President Pierre Nkurunziza announced he would run for a third term in office, sparking political demonstrations that were met with violence. This is VOA News.